Whether it was a plea for help from some hurriedly written note, a call from Scotland Yard, or a lady in distress, Sherlock Holmes and Dr. Watson were there to solve another crime. Welcome. My name is Ben Wright, and I invite you to join me for two more new adventures of Sherlock Holmes. The story of Murder in the Casbah takes us far afield from the familiar London of Sherlock Holmes and Dr. Watson. This time they are in Algiers in an effort to track down a man wrongly accused of murder. You may notice that when Holmes accepts the case, the mere use of a musical bridge transports the great detective and his companion to Algiers. This was an accepted practice in radio and was a good way to get the main line of the story moving swiftly. In television and the motion picture, such a transition could never have been made so economically. Limited to only a half-hour format for each story, Holmes decides to accept this case, and that is that. No reasons are given as to why he would choose such a difficult endeavor. Bear in mind that travel in those days, and for such a long distance, was both difficult and unsafe. Hence the simple musical bridge to transport Holmes and Watson more than 1,000 miles to Algiers. Listening audiences really did not object to this sleight of hand from the music department. What is important is that Holmes and Watson get to the meat of the case as soon as possible. And that's how many radio shows move their stories along at a swift pace. Just another point before we hear this adventure. The Second World War had just finished, and at this time, many important organizations made appeals to the radio audience to help those less fortunate than themselves. At the end of Murder in the Casbah, an appeal is made to bring relief for the Italian people. Notice that even though we fought the Italian fascists during that war, once it was over, we were willing to help keep their battered country from death and starvation. And now, Sherlock Holmes and Dr. Watson in Murder in the Casbah.
This episode from the life of Sherlock Holmes will be transmitted to our men and women overseas by shortwave and through the worldwide facilities of the Armed Forces Radio Service. Petri Wine brings you Basil Rathbone and Nigel Bruce in the new adventures of Sherlock Holmes.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?